If the terror leaves me, I might die. Yet living like this is killing me. Whatever you do will always be more smooth than I behave, and it's a crying shame I don't try to be more brave. When the sun sinks low, I'm thinking, how can I be this slow to know the things that I know I already know? A catastrophic cacophony of misunderstandings or confused unhandings of reason. Something bemuses me and wreaks havoc in my belly. There are all the clichés of birds and butterflies in there. To tell you the truth, I'm so fucking scared, and I have nightmares of being swallowed from the inside out. We could do with a drought in this season of rain. Too much water, too many tears, and still it's not enough to fill up my fear that I'll fuck it all up. Maybe it's down to fate or chance or luck, but all these hearts are colliding simultaneously, and it's all I can do to be as far away as possible. The nearness of me romantically is practically impossible. At this present moment, for when the moments present themselves, I put all my trust in hell, and well, it's easier to pray to the devil, easier to get into trouble these days than rise to a heavenly haze. Tragedy seems to me lacking in hyperbole. I excel in convincing myself otherwise, other states of mind perplexing me indefinitely, only to have so convincingly made myself a falsity, I seem to lack reality in how I behave. It's a crying shame. Fractions of my former self reside inside my mind, but they are so hard to find, I only trust the bard in me to flip the playing cards to chance. Spontaneity used to be my deity, now my mind runs away from all the days when I felt things, and my heartstrings are tied in double knots. I am a double-crossing schemer, formerly a dreamer, yet still I dream.